A federal judge has ruled to prevent the deportation of Badar Khan Suri, a postdoctoral researcher at Georgetown University, who was detained under accusations of having ties to Hamas and for his pro-Palestinian views. The decision was made by Judge Patricia Tolliver Giles in the Eastern District of Virginia on Thursday, after Suri's lawyer argued that the detention violated his constitutional rights. Suri, an Indian national, was arrested earlier this week at his home in Arlington, Virginia, following accusations from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, that he was spreading Hamas propaganda and promoting anti-Semitism on social media. DHS spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin claimed that Suri had close ties to a senior Hamas advisor, and his activities posed a threat to U.S. foreign policy. However, Judge Giles ruled that Suri should not be deported unless a further court order was issued. The court's decision reflects growing concerns over freedom of speech in academic circles, particularly as the Trump administration's policies towards foreign nationals become more aggressive. Support for Suri's rights. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, quickly filed an emergency motion to halt Suri's deportation, emphasizing that the move was an infringement on his rights to free speech. ACLU immigrant rights attorney Sophia Gregg described the detention as a clear attempt by the Trump administration to silence dissent, calling it patently unconstitutional. Georgetown University, where Suri is a fellow at the Al-Walid bin Talal Center for Muslim-Christian Understanding, expressed its support for the researcher, stating that it was unaware of any illegal activity by Suri. The university affirmed that Suri had been granted a student visa for his doctoral research on peacebuilding in Iraq and Afghanistan. Suri's lawyer contended that the deportation was politically motivated, citing Suri's family background and his views on Palestinian rights. The lawyer accused the U.S. government of attempting to target and silence those who speak out against U.S. policies, particularly with regard to Israel. Hamas allegations and U.S. immigration policies. The Trump administration's hardline stance on political dissent has been under scrutiny, with many critics arguing that the government is using immigration laws to target those who express opposition to its policies. The DHS claims that Suri's alleged links to Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, warrant his removal from the country. However, there is no evidence to suggest that Suri has committed any criminal activities. The government's stance has raised alarms about the growing trend of criminalizing political expression, especially among foreign nationals and academic institutions. Ongoing legal battle.